Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is M. Jermot, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing good, and I know it's a surprise to get an album review from me on a Tuesday, but listen, this is the deal. Tems. That's all I gotta say. Tems. And before things get too crazy today, I have an EP review for you for one of the most anticipated EPs of the year. If Orange Was a Place by Tems, and she's from Nigeria, and obviously you know Essence. Wizkid featuring Tems and Justin Bieber, or Wizkid featuring Tems. This is the Tems. Yo, it's gonna be crazy today, so stick around and enjoy the good times. Otherwise, let's do this thing. EP review for If Orange Was a Place by Tems. Nigeria, what's up?
The latest African album review is...
If Orange Was a Place was released September 14th, 2021 under Since 93 and RCA Records. It has 5 tracks, 1 feature, and 4 tracks on this EP were produced by Guilty Beats, with Replay produced by Jonah Christian, and the project was mixed and mastered by Spex.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Crazy Tings opens up this account for Tems with a funky groove that boasts an infectious bassline. A true head bopper and foot tapper of sorts, wherein Tems gives us her unique delivery style. Should you be in a position where you are questioning your relationship, this song is perfect or dangerous, because it could totally lead you to a decision sooner rather than later. You've been warned. And Crazy Tings is the only single from this EP to be revealed prior to the drop, and fans loved it because, well, it's Tems and it's so good. You're greeted by a wonderfully sultry guitar on Found featuring Brent Fayaz. The difference in their voices offers such a balanced depiction of the story being told, because it's very perspective based. Tems has got this style where, you know, she can accentuate those high notes quite well. And then Brent Fayaz is just smooth. You know what I mean? Very, very smooth and silky. Perfect combination. And you can only help but see the differing perspectives and actually appreciate them musically. Things do pick up a little on Replay, which has a scintillating guitar lead, which reminds me of, I'd say, maybe 2000s R&B, but this time on a dancehall bassline. Oh man, look, just listen to the record. This is what they mean when they say a vibe. It's a vibe. It's an actual vibe. The song visits the place of not trusting outsiders. People that never really messed with you, trying to be homies now. Those that never took to you being anybody and now are trying to rock your boat and destabilize your sanity. Ah, man. Tems claps back and she says, look, I ain't playing with all of that, and I don't want to be tested. Don't test me, because if you test me, it ain't going to be pretty. And I'm like, big Tems. Okay. The boldness is quite something on this track, but still, the way she just sings it, oh man, you'll fall in love with the voice. Avoid Things reminded me of a 90s smooth pop sound that leaves you thinking of the melody long after the song is done. The song is a painful one of a love interest that doesn't seem to want to communicate or change their ways, mostly to the detriment of the relationship. We all know that comes at a great cost, of course. And Tems is clearly done. She's fed up out here. And obviously being tired of the migraines from the mind games. Oh, pen game, Tems. Pen game. Not safe for anyone when things blow up like that. And this song depicts that perfectly. Tell you what, this is episode 150 of this podcast, which is crazy. So thank you so much for your support. Thank you for being part of the journey and actually encouraging me to do more of these. And without you, there's no MJ Omoto. So thank you so much. And if you do like this show, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJ Omoto. And that's spelled MJ WEMOTO. And buy me a coffee, or two, or three.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
You know, it hit me early on that we were not going to get the terms we probably thought we would get, and for good reason. A lot of that is rooted in Essence by Wizkid being the record of the moment and potentially the biggest African record ever. And it's easy to forget how much Tems is outside that. Let me explain. Yes, Essence is a great song. We love it. But there's a lot more to Tems than that. Tems is in a parallel musical world right now, and she cannot be touched. We are seeing Tems and she's seeing us, but it's like there's this gap and we have to sort of try to understand her because she's moving quick, man. I see massive growth in this project, and on Tems' part, there's a calmness that she gets on If Orange Was a Place. I can't say we got the same calmness on For Broken Ears, which was a lost EP/album. I think it has 7 tracks anyway, and 2 of them are like interlude-ish. On If Orange Was a Place, I don't think I hear the afro that much outside the pigeon lyrics. Where on For Broken Ears, we could point to the very tempoed up Damages and The Key, for example. We could actually point them to the Afro dancehall subgenre somewhat. And that fits into, you know, afro in general. If we were to put If Orange Was a Place under the general afro wave umbrella, then it is heavily, heavily, and I mean heavily, rooted in soulful R&B funk, some neo soul maybe, and nostalgic pop soundscapes that really complete the medley, you know. And that's what it really sounds like. Just, it's a fusion of those. The maturity trajectory on here is very steep, and we know what Tems can do otherwise. She's moving really, really quick. Vocally, Tems did some crazy, crazy work on tunes such as Replay. She gave us a version of Tems we don't always get with the notes she was hitting, but when we do, it is executed to perfection. She challenged herself and she won. A queen. I stand. Lyrically, Tems definitely has some of the best pen game on the continent, without a doubt. I believe this project qualifies as a very personal experience, and this is in some instances, and the lyrics will tell you a lot about the complexities of human feelings in love and relationships, romantic or otherwise, and probably very personal to Tems. But there's something that she does which I marvel at. She actually switches between almost like a very serious, formal tone, and she just kind of does the whole slang pigeon situation, and she just switches between the two. There's something there, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I'd say there's also some great technical work on If Orange Was a Place. That really shines on tunes such as the last one, Vibart. Listen to the accents and the ad-libs added to this track for impressive sonic work. And actually, a lesson in less is more. Usually when ad-libs are used, it's like, look, yeah, we really want to give your voice that punch. But Tems is so vocally talented that even BVs are not even needed sometimes. But with those ad-libs, you can use them sparingly and they'll be perfect without doing too much. And like I mentioned earlier, the soundscapes, an absolute marvel. You can tell there's influence from great music of the past with a flavor of the future throughout the entire EP. Like I said, that maturity trajectory, man, kill. It takes most artists years to get to this level, especially on a project basis. Not Tems, you know. For Broken Ears was amazing, but If Orange Was a Place is, wow. It's different, it's unique, it's challenging. And I won't be surprised if this EP goes real far. I don't think you're going to get the, I don't even know how to explain it, the viral type Afro hits out of this record. Probably not. But you're going to get the songs that will burn and burn and burn until they become something huge. Watch out for it.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
All in all, I'm surprised by If Orange Was a Place, but I'm also thrilled at its potential. Like I said, it could keep on burning for a long time. I'd love to see Tems fuse more African vibes in there for my own selfish reasons, but that's already being unfair to the stellar work here, so I'ma let that go. Tems is chasing something far bigger than music. She's going after our hearts. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.